You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is our score predictions podcast for Notre Dame at North Carolina State. Seems like this game will happen. It probably will be raining, but wind shouldn't be a huge fact, or shouldn't be a huge deal. Definitely the game looks like it'll happen on Saturday at noon. So I've been going back and forth trying to decide if I think Notre Dame can win, they can win, but I just do I think they will come away with the win. And I've really been going back and forth. I've been going a couple different things, which we'll get into. But Randall, have you had problems, or have you had struggles trying to come up with how you think this game's going to go and who's going to come away with the victory?
I've kind of wished I would have a little more of a struggle, because then maybe Notre Dame would come away with a win. But I've basically just felt like they're going to lose this game, and I have to go with that.
Okay. Well, let's go through a couple things. I do feel like if Notre Dame can come out and score 45 or more points, I feel like they would win that game. And on the flip side, I think if they would, maybe they don't score 45 points, but if the defense is able to hold North Carolina State to under 30 points, just doing that, I think they could win. So on either side of the ball, I feel like if one of them really steps up, I feel like they can come away with the win, but they need to step up pretty significantly to score 45 points, or also to hold North Carolina State to under 30 points.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, North Carolina State scores more and allows less, and it's just hard to get. I mean, then you have a Notre Dame team.
I know, and here's one other thing that kind of makes me optimistic, is that there is carryover from last week's win over Syracuse on the defensive side of the ball. There's, after the switch with Brian Van Gorder. So I think I'm optimistic that we will see a bump in productivity in guys flying after the ball, and so I'm optimistic that the defense could take a step forward. That's one other area where I think, well, and talent too. This Notre Dame team is more talented across the board than North Carolina State's team.
Yeah, I agree. My little son wants to see what's going on here. So. I agree that Notre Dame definitely has more talent, and they should win this game, but I just think it's the state of the program. It's just too much to ask right now. Trying to figure things out, I don't think the talent will be enough.
So, Randall, is there any player that could step up, or is there anything that could happen that would make you think that, well, if that happens, I think that does give Notre Dame a really good chance at winning this game?
I think in order for them to win, we've seen Notre Dame's ability to pass the ball, and that's what they're going to have to do, because they're not going to have any success running the ball against this defensive line. And so, their secondary isn't that good. Their one starting safety is out for at least the first half, and they need to throw the ball, and somebody's got to step up and help EQ. I mean, if it's Sanders, Hunter, I don't really care who it is. Somebody's got to help take some pressure off of him, and so that he can get open. So I think they're going to have to be able to pass the ball.
Randall, if I told you that CJ Sanders is going to have two scores, maybe one on special teams, maybe two on offense, but he's going to have two scores and 150 total yards, would you then say with going in with that, I think Notre Dame will win this game?
Yeah, if he would have those numbers, I think they would win the game, because I would still expect DQ to get his share of catches.
Okay.
Because if they have two guys that go off like that, then yes, they would win the game.
All right. I think my biggest concern is tackles for loss. North Carolina State is going to get tackles for loss, either on first down, making it second and very long, or maybe on second and short, turning that into a third and long. That's what worries me the most, is the pressure that North Carolina State's defensive front is going to put on both our running game and on DeShone Kizer in the passing game. And again, we kind of said this earlier too, but I think he's going to get hit a lot. And if he's able to stay poised, look sharp, and make throws and make quick decisions to stay out of those situations where he is getting hit or getting sacked, I mean, I think he'll need to play probably his best game, maybe not from a numbers standpoint, but just from a mistake-free game and taking advantage of what the defense is giving him, then to get this win.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely not the number wise. It won't be his best game number wise, just because we saw him throw for almost 500 yards last week. So it's going to be hard to top that. But yeah, he definitely needs to take advantage of every opportunity he's got and just not try to force things. I think that's been his issue. He just needs to, I guess you could say, go with the flow. Not try to do everything, but, you know, make the right decisions, because that's what North Carolina's quarterback does. The reason he's so efficient, I think he completes 70% of his passes, no turnovers, and it's not like he's making huge plays, but he's just doing what needs to be done, and it's working. I think Kizer needs to do the same thing.
All right. I'm ready to give my score prediction. And like I said, I have been going back and forth on this even up until the very last minute. I would love to pick Notre Dame to win, but I just don't think I can. I don't think they'll be able to hold North Carolina State to under 30 points, and I don't think they'll be able to score 45 points. So I am taking North Carolina State in this game 35-31.
Well, we're going to be pretty close to the same score this week. There's just too many things. If you start adding up the things, you know, just different things, it's just hard to see Notre Dame winning this game. I mean, look at their record, Brian Kelly's record on true road games. It's not very good. I mean, even last year, you know, Virginia, the first game of the year, I mean, that should – so many times it's close. They've come away with the win on some of them, but it's just always close. Either a loss or it's close. And yet that is supposed to be raining. This just seems like a miserable game all around, and I'm expecting North Carolina State to win 38-34.
Okay. All right. Make sure, guys, to tweet out your score predictions on Saturday. You'll be entered to win, or you won't be entered to win. The person that is closest to the score prediction will win a pound of coffee from Main Street Roasters. You can check out their website, mainstreetroasters.com. You can even get a subscription so that every month you'll get a pound or 2 pounds of coffee shipped straight to your door without you even needing to lift a finger. So if you want to, check them out, mainstreetroasters.com, and be sure to tweet out your score prediction at Irish Sports Talk on Saturday for a chance to win. You might be closer than you think. Maybe we've been off a lot this season, and maybe we'll be way off. Maybe Notre Dame will come away with a big win.
I'd love to be wrong this week. So,
and honestly, I was picking Notre Dame to win kind of leading up throughout this week, but just the closer it's getting, I think there's just too much to ask from our defense stepping up, too much to ask out of our offense, who is playing great, but I don't think they'll be able to score enough points to defeat North Carolina State. All right, thank you guys for listening, and until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.